дорогие друзья, мы начинаем наш воскресный вебинар вот в наших этих виртуальных
студиях. Hello, dear friends. We're starting our Sunday webinar. As always, we have Dr. Lightman in the studio.
Hello, this is me. Good day.
Here's Борис Белоцерковский, Александр Козлов, and myself. We have many viewers with us. We're here in our virtual studios, not in a one physical one, and the topic is, what are the foundations of this new society in this new age? So the question is eternal. What do we do? What is this new society going to look like?
To inspect while studying Kabbalah, what are the foundations of the new society, to adapt to them, to accept them, to explain this to others, and to discover them in our world.
But you didn't expect it to happen so quickly, right? That we would just be put face to face with this society.
Not in such a sudden way. I didn't really expect this. I promise to speak the truth and only the truth.
It's suddenly nature did its thing.
This is nature. It reveals itself, and there's no evil sort of concealed meaning here. It just reveals this way.
So we have a direct question from St. Petersburg. Does Kabbalah have knowledge as to how to achieve a cure, find a cure for coronavirus?
Any cure is a cure against separation, evil, opposition. This is the cure also against coronavirus. The only problem of the entire nature is separation and opposition. And the only cure is recomposition of all of its parts. So wherever you turn, that's the answer to any question. And you can check it this way. This is leading to people to greater unity. If this problem is leading people to greater unity, then it's considered the cure. And if it doesn't, then it's not a cure. And it will bring harm.
Another question from Omsk. How does Kabbalists perceive nature as something sentient, something that reacts?
Of course. We're not its part. We're a part of a common whole called nature or the Creator. And in relation to that, we're just a part of nature, not more than that. That's how a Kabbalist interprets this. He thinks how to connect to this nature, how to make himself an integral part of this nature, or to reconnect with the Creator, to enter into adhesion with the Creator. It's the same thing.
He asks, does nature feel our pain?
Yes, of course. It created us very sensitive in this way. So if it did so, then why do we need to consider that nature itself is lacking these sensations?
Well, the question is, a person is feeling pain.
Well, nature doesn't feel pain. The fact that another person feels this pain and you don't feel his pain?
I wanted to add an excerpt from Baal Salam's. What we're talking about here, it is written that everything needs to be aimed at adhering to the Creator. Right, this is what your sages said. That is Dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not promote the goal of Dvikut, adhesion. This means that all of your actions will be to bestow and benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, and all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others. So that's the question. There's a lot of activities, a lot of things that weren't necessary that are fading away, falling away. So what can a person do who used to do this work, who used to have this job, and now he finds himself out of work? What can he do? How can he find this place in this new world?
We are uncovering nature that consists of four parts: still, vegetative, animate, and human. How does the human nature differ? The degree of the human nature differs from the degree of the animate nature. Based on the composition of our body, we are complete animals. Perhaps with a small addition of the fact that we need to create for ourselves a particular society, certain conditions. We cannot simply live within our skin. We simply can't just clothe ourselves and feed ourselves with natural products. We need to somehow process them and prepare them for ourselves. A human being, even though he's more developed than the closest species of animals, at the same time, because of this, he brings even more harm. But if we look upon the fact that animals, how the animals behave, then we will see that they have a very large spectrum of communication between them. We simply don't understand their environment. So that's what I'm saying. A human being does not communicate with those next to him. He communicates with things outside of himself, to others, with external things, let's say through sports and other activities. But animals spend most of their time to developing their relationships, the communication through games, not only the young ones, the young cubs, but also the adults. And this is what people are missing. People escape into all kinds of spheres, but not to deal with one another. And suffering comes because we're not dealing with these relationships between us. We don't get close to one another above our bad qualities and relationships. So we're not doing what nature intended us to do. So the problem that we have is that we spend more than 100% of our time in life given to us, let's say 10 hours each day we're given for work. But in nature, it is programmed that we, let's say, need to work only 2 hours. So what should we be doing the rest of the time? In nature, animals dedicate this extra time towards their relationships. They rest, they lay around in the sun, they walk their trails, lay around in the trees. And what are we doing? We can't dedicate our time to rest, even though it's not really rest. This is the clarification of our attitude, leisure. We can dedicate all our time to this leisure, even though it's not leisure, but it's really our clarification of our relationships with nature. And thus, we need to think about these things and how we will be living going forward in this, through this virus, which is global and integral and very complex, when it will ebb and will give us an opportunity to get closer to one another in a new way. Here we need to think really well about the fact that nature is integral and it doesn't do anything without a reason. Everything is calculated ahead of time, which is why whatever is happening with us today, it is happening in order for us to clarify the interactions of different parts of nature. Nature is only working towards interaction between all of its parts, and thus we need to pay attention where we don't get along and how we can bring a greater connection and interaction between one another. And I hope that humanity will realize this.
About this, precisely, Balsalam writes a piece in The World. The attribute of singularity exists in each of us, whether less or more. We have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason. This attribute extends to us directly from the Creator. Not a single person in the world is free from it, and all the differences are only in the ways that it is used, for the desires of the heart, for governance, or for honor. And this is what separates people from one another. But the equal in all the people in the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people and for our own private benefit with every means at one's disposal without taking into any consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend. What we were talking about just now is that virus isn't punishment, but it's calling for us to consider it, to reflect. So how can a person balance this within himself, to feel it properly?
What should I tell you? You simply need to look around at what is happening in nature. Nature is a closed system, an integral and a global one. We are its summit, on one hand. And on the other hand, we are the most wise part of it, having the freedom of will. We're not simply acting based on our instincts. We are able to change ourselves, change the environment around us. And in this way, we ourselves change. We're able to educate ourselves. We are not only behaving instinctually, because we're not only animals, but we're a higher type of species. We need to take all of this into account. And we should try to act in a way where we will feel good and we will act good. And our kids will benefit from this as well.
Oh, an interesting question coming in about specifically walking the paths of that animals walk. From London, we have a question. Why do you think that all the people that are sitting in Facebook, they're not here clarifying their relationships and their connections to be closer to nature?
Yep, this is quite close to wild animals. They get into these fights with one another, spats with one another. But still, through that, they clarify their relationships. But in Facebook, I'm not observing such behaviors. It's a constant battle over there. If you're an idiot, then you stay an idiot.
So they're not clarifying their relationships in this way.
I don't see that due to that people become better or wiser. I don't really visit Facebook too much. People tell me about it. They tell me what they have, the knowledge they have accumulated over the last 20 years, the experience. These social networks are still so behind that a person that is there is a nobody. Unfortunately, that is the case.
В YouTube Валера из Харькова задает вопрос.
Что вы question from YouTube? What do you mean by relationships between people? Different court system, different laws, different values, what?
That's about it. Correct relationships between people is when a person in their intention in relation to another person aspires towards one goal and one goal only, so that the other person would feel good, would be well. And if this is how we would relate to others, then everything would be good. Our closed integral system that is the human society is oriented towards this. And if we do act in this way, then we will live well, we will feel good.
I have an interesting question here about life. And you see, people may not feel that things are going to change. We have a question from Canada. I have a small hotel. Do you think I'm going to have clients when everything returns back to normal?
It's possible that you will have clients because these are nice places for rest and renew and relaxation, to vacation. For young couples and for older couples, Quebec is a good, it's a nice place. People go there for to get special types of impressions of one another or of the environment. I would love to visit you as well.
So you think that this is what people are talking about right now, right? That's why they ask this question, this whole tourism industry.
I would say that tourism, the industry of tourism, has developed over the last 20 years to such a degree that it became an industry. And I know this because I traveled myself quite a bit. And as a rule, usually between, I travel to the places where my students live, the groups are. Not that I'm interested in flying, even though I do like that. And I do enjoy looking at new cities, new worlds. And I have been to lots of places, though I don't think that this industry will rejuvenate so quickly. I think people will have different necessities in life, and tourism is, in particular, the sports-oriented tourism. I think that this is an addition, it's an access, you could say, to our life, regular life. I wish everyone to reestablish themselves quicker, but I would still recommend that people, and I think people will fill themselves with different types of impressions. A person was created in order to deal with connection between people, deep connection, in order to discover within that connection the most deep and internal essence of nature, the essence of life. Because when we connect between one another in these good connections and aspire to connect, then between one another we can find this common force that is revealed between us that relates to both you and I. This common force that then is divided into you and I. But inside, it's one force. This is called our creator because it gives birth to us. So when we, between one another, aspire to this connection and we find this common force, then within it, we begin to feel that we are at a higher spiritual degree. Because from this highest spiritual degree until our world, everything occurs according to this chain reaction into greater and greater division. But if we opposite to that, unite even more, then we, as a result, will attain this upper force that gave birth to us and that controls us. And through that, we will come to a state of eternality and perfection. And that is the state that we must attain and enter into that state and dwell within it. That will be that hotel, that home, that will be an eternal home to us, that where we need to live and dwell. More questions?
Yes, we have lots of questions from Minsk. Dear teacher, since the industrial and scientific revolution, people have been working all of their time just to make ends meet. If not for that revolution, how would people have been able to continue up until that time? So what would we do if it hadn't had happened?
I'm not saying I'm against the development of technology and different new sciences. What I'm saying is that a person turns that which he creates into that which controls him. He turns from a host into a slave. Look at what happened with our financial organizations, our banks. Everything has turned into something that has enslaved a person. A person shouldn't work so long. You're giving me an example of the 19th century, but I'm giving an example of the 21st century. Is he working less? No. Does he feel that he's more free? No. So what was the purpose of this industrialization? It's being used purposefully in order to enslave the human even more and more, and all of the fruits of his labor to be thrown out so that he would continue working. And what happens if he wouldn't be working? Then he would have a lot more free time, and that is dangerous. He will start thinking freely all of a sudden. All kinds of new activities and thoughts and gatherings, all kinds of movements will appear. No, we don't need any of that. Let him work 15 hours, well, at least 10. In addition, we'll give him 2 more hours for a commute, and that's fine. He will come home, he'll eat. He will watch TV for 30 minutes and then jump into bed. And then rinse and repeat. And will perhaps... And this is how the person will exist. We will fill him with all kinds of advertisements. You didn't buy this, you didn't buy that yet. And so on and so forth. He was a slave in the 19th century, and he will be a slave in the 21st century. But the problem here is, my dear ones, because our hosts, quote-unquote, want that. But nature doesn't agree with this, which is why things like the coronavirus appear. Nature will not agree to such state of living. We need to come to a state when we will be interconnected and have the correct relationships between us, mutual understanding. And if we won't have that, then these viruses will continue to punish us over and over again.
We have another question coming from Kiev. We don't hear you. Oh, we hear you now. Good day. Please tell us, why is this virus disseminating or affecting mostly people of an older age, the elderly?
this virus is spread onto everyone. It's just that those of us who are young are also infected, but because they're young, they don't notice it. But the next upgrade, so to speak, will affect young as well. This virus is transferred to everyone, to the animals and to people, and there are people that go through this without expressing any symptoms at all. There are people that experience maybe a little bit of a cold. There are people that feel complexities, and there are those that die. The younger you are, the easier you feel you go through this virus. But everyone will be ill with this virus. As a result, you will not see a single person in the world who was not touched by this virus. This is the time when we simply need to receive one common injection. But this isn't good or bad. We simply need to understand what nature is demanding of us. If we will understand this, then we will act in the correct way and be content. And we won't have any losses.
Go ahead, friends, ask questions live, and we're going to give you the mic. We have a question from another person from Kiev. You keep talking about the good relationships between people. What does it mean that the relationship is good? If one person considers something good, the other one considers the same thing evil. Can we have some kind of a universal consensus?
This is when I think about others' benefit. What do they feel is, what do they consider a benefit, and not what I consider a benefit? There's nothing you can do about this. We need to learn, and we will need to come to an integral society. That's how we were built, and we can't escape this.
Regarding freedom, a question from Stockholm. Today, a person is more free than slaves in the 19th century.
This isn't considered freedom. By the way, a slave in the past was not enslaved more than we are today. Understand that a slave felt that he belongs to his owner, which meant that he has no worries, no concerns. He has no worries. He knows that he will be fed in the morning, during the day, and in the evening. He knows that his sleeping quarters are taken care of. He knows that his health is taken care of, the family as well. So his owner, his host or master, takes upon himself the care for his slave. And there were contracts of sorts about the status of the slaves. In what way you must take care of the slave. And these slaves were not simply beings that were property that. And today, as an opposite to that, nothing like that exists. You are fired or let go, and you can do whatever you want. No one cares. Behind you, in line, there are 100 more people, and no one owes you anything. And your master or your host simply is concerned about how to get rid of you and not pay you anything else.
His question ends. Do you think that there is not a breakthrough in freedom for a person in the past 150 years?
There was a breakthrough. A person is used in such a way these days that he doesn't even understand that he is a slave. So house enslavement is a type of an art these days. Okay, questions?
Да, из Фейсбука.
Okay, we have a question from Facebook. Humanity is not familiar with this term, intention. How can Kabbalah help us interact correctly with our intentions, even for people that don't have the point in the heart?
Everyone has intentions. Any person that interacts with others, then their attitude is determined precisely by their intention. That is how we always measure. So we all pay attention to the intention. That is a very important element of our relationships. But intention is something we need to learn, because the intention is what determines our accordance, similarity with the nature surrounding us.
We have a live question from the Sochi group. Go ahead, guys. I'm familiar with your ideas, and we lost sound. Those who are close to me, those people around me, how do they need to change?
Ask, repeat your question, please, and don't fiddle with anything.
Hello, Rav. I'm fairly familiar with your ideas, and we're the same generation. What should I do if I want to explain to people around me in order to not to get lost in this world, but to stay alive?
There's just one way: to become like nature, to be as closely interconnected, integrated with all people, or at the very least with yours, within your small group, company of people. This is what Kabbalah offers to us: to split up in tens, with each person in a ten, by working on developing those correct relationships. Bit by bit, we begin to form these relationships, and the ten becomes this unit, this mini unit of society. And these mini units, tens, they will comprise the entire corrupted humanity. And gradually, this is what we're going to need to do, either voluntarily, by deliberately disseminating this idea of equal unification, or under the influence of viruses like this one. Either way, we're going to have to do it. Otherwise, we're not going to have any opportunity to survive. And this is our job for today. So in addition to this virus, we're going to see others like it that are going to help us to transform society. More questions, Senya?
Question from Mac 1. Go ahead.
No, Mac.
Well, Mac.
Mac 2, go ahead.
Что у них такое происходит сегодня?
What's going on there?
Do you hear me? Okay. What if humanity will not change after the virus? What should we expect?
Don't worry about that, my friend. It's already starting to transform and change. And if it doesn't, then there's going to be another virus and another virus after that. Nature is going to beat us in the end. Do we have any more questions in queue or no?
Yes, we do have questions from Barcelona, from Nima, from YouTube. We always give love to others, but sometimes this brings pain. How to balance this out with those with whom we're in conflict and who bring us pain?
If you're in a correct society and you understand each other well, then of course you need to concede, make a concession and to allow the other one to want to be in a good relationship with you. More?
Sergey from Tomsk is asking if we are connected through the point of view of this upper system that we don't yet feel, then why do we need to connect on our level of our human feelings and sensations?
We're not connected with the upper force until we have connected on this corporeal level. We're connected only from the top down, meaning the Creator governs us, and He governs us with relation to our state. But as soon as we begin to unite, we start being similar to the Creator, and then we will truly be similar, equal, integrated with Him correctly. That is the state we must come to, and then we're going to begin to feel our state as eternal and perfect. We're going to rise from the level of this world, the animal state in which we exist like animals, to the human level. A human is already a infinite, perfect state. That is what we need to achieve.
Sometimes you say that people connect between one another, and sometimes with the help of the upper force. Can you please explain the difference between these two?
Of course, precisely by uniting together and achieving together the right kind of connection, integral and good, we achieve a state in which we can also unite with the upper force. And that is felt precisely in the connection between us.
Question from YouTube. Is it correct that the tendency to calm others down is not good?
You shouldn't bother consoling them or giving them solace. You should explain. You should be explaining why this is happening in order to bring them to that new state, a good state. It's the same as being faced with a sick person, and instead of giving them a cure, you're giving them a sedative. Their sickness is going to continue unless you cure them. No, you need to explain to them what the sickness is and how it can be treated, and how he can become healthy and free, and so forth.
You spent a little bit of time to explain what a slave used to be, and I felt for a second that I wanted to be a slave. Stanislav from Stockholm wants to get more clarification. A slave is not mobile. He doesn't have any control over his family. What is the difference between the slaves of those times and the slaves today?
I don't see much of a difference, my friend. You still don't have any freedom of movement, of purpose. You're still doing everything that this world tells you you should be doing. You don't really select your own profession. You're still slave to your environment. There is not much freedom here. If you talk to good psychologists, they're going to confirm that this is indeed the case. Of course, there is relative freedom, but it's not... It's like taking a pill, and that's it. You consider that freedom, and you're proud of it, right? You went here, you went there, and you're proud of it. Why did you go here or there? Because others told you to go. Everything we do, we follow our herd instinct, our herd mentality, so we don't really have any freedom.
From BBUK.
Oh, London. Of course, go ahead.
Hi, Rav. The question I have is as follows. I work in the gambling industry, And it seems to me that whenever there's a problem or economic downturn, people often gamble more. And we can see with the coronavirus that people are also gambling heavily on the stock exchange as well. So my question is, what will make people stop gambling? What will stop this financial speculation, if anything?
Ну-ну. Кто нам переведет это правильно?
Who is going to be translating the question for us?
Томас, переведи, пожалуйста.
Chris, can you ask once again, please?
Okay, I'll repeat the question for Thomas. I work in the gambling industry.
Я работаю в индустрии, где...
Ну, я знаю, где он работает. Да.
And we see that...
I know where he works. Go ahead.
We see with economic downturn and problems like the coronavirus, people still gamble.
Мы видим, что происходит в мире, что происходит с короной, но я вижу, что люди все равно этим занимаются играми.
No. And we see that there's lots of gambling on the stock exchange now with the coronavirus.
Мы видим, что много происходит движений в маркете, в банках.
So my question is, what will stop people from gambling? What will take away their need for this financial speculation, whether it's gambling on sports or gambling on the stock exchange?
Что должно произойти в мире, чтобы изменило, чтобы люди этим не занимались в спорте, в финансовой системе?
Я думаю, что не этот вирус, так следующий это добьет.
I think that if not this virus, then the next one is going to finish this problem. All of these games with money, they're simply going to cease to exist. I am certain of it. In the nearest time, we're going to see such breakdowns where this whole system is going to get squeezed. The system of games and treasuries and stocks, all these coupons, all of this stuff. It's going to be going away into a very distant past. I think that Chris will still be making money doing what he's doing, but I don't think it's going to last the system for too long.
Question from Mach 2. Hello, Rav. Question from Elena. What should the society look like? Communism?
This isn't communism that we once studied in Russia or that we read about from Karl Marx or somewhere else. No. It's a society of free, equal people, yes, because that is what nature demands of us, to be similar to the Creator. We cannot be similar to the Creator in any other way of connection except for the connection that we call communism, essentially. But it's not the same kind of communism that they spoke about in Russia or anywhere else. It's a very different kind of society of free, connected people. The most important thing, of course, is education, which they talked about in Soviet Russia as well, about education, but of course no one was doing it. It was all just for show. But our society does need to be organized by this global community doing education to be similar to nature, not because it's good or bad, someone wants it, someone else doesn't, but because only this kind of society will allow us to protect ourselves from nature's cataclysms and breakdowns that we ourselves cause with our senseless behavior. And the issue is not the environment, not that we're polluting the environment, although we see how quickly nature can recover, replenish itself. If you just take these several weeks that we have constricted our senseless industry and production, most important is that nature nevertheless will force us to have proper attitude, proper relationships, to have those right relationships in a global community, global society. We cannot escape this. I'm confident that this virus is not going to end just like that, even though people are saying that, oh, it's about to end, we're going to recover soon. I'm being straight with you. I don't think that's going to happen. I think months are going to go by before we can have a normal life. I'm talking about a normal life. So we need to think of how we can reach the correct relationships. Again, nature is one closed system, integral system, and for as long as people are not, we don't correspond with our qualities, with our connections to the system, this system is going to continue beating on us, squeezing us for all it's worth. And the more developed we are, the more nature is going to be abusing us, forcing us to react to it correctly, meaning to create between us the right kind of relationships.
Another question, Rav. How should this egoistic fear transform into trepidation before the Creator?
Only by the realization that what the Creator demands of us is good. And then, gradually, egoistic fear becomes replaced with not fear, but what's called ira, trepidation. But gradually coming to understand this.
We have lots of questions. Canada. Hello, Rav. Good morning. Thank you for allow me to ask this question. First of all, we welcome the fact that you personally and your entire team are helping people to get some support or lean on the wisdom of Kabbalah during this difficult time. Another question. You say that nature is an integral system, which is very clear. On another hand, you say that everything is built on love and nature. We also know that everything in nature is built on competition. It's survival. Survival of species. Everything is built up on survival. And pressure, oppression. Even in our species, there is competition.
What is your question?
So how can you explain this on the background of the human history?
I'll explain it very simply. Every one of us consists of two parts, animal and human. In one creature, one kind. So in our animal constituent, you're right, we conform to those laws, to that world of animals. But the human in us needs to be above competition and only in cooperation, to create out of us animals a human society. That is what Kabbalah teaches us to do. That is the only way we're going to be able to survive. Otherwise, even our existence in the animal level, it's going to cease to exist. More?
Questions from students, Mach students, just Mach. Pasha is asking, which careers will be most needed in the future society?
The future society is going to need the profession of the educator more than any other. That in that integral society, and then that is the profession that we teach. Next question.
Question from Italy, Mac or Mac Adin, International Academy of Kabbalah. That's how Mac is translated. Will there be a course in integral education because it's so important to give these values to people?
Alexander Kozlov is the person to explain this to you.
Another question. We're in the fifth week of quarantine and we feel tension tied to the situation and the people are tired and they're starting to misbehave.
People are starting to lose it. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't want to start learning about nature and the correct interrelationships. So here you're starting to see excesses. Just you wait. We're going to see murders and all sorts of things when you lock a person up with when you lock people up in the same prison cell. What do you think happens? Sasha, go ahead, tell them about the integral education course.
Нет, в другом, там, где находится Мак.
Ага, Мак, в другом зуме. У вас есть ссылочка. Заходите туда, и у нас с вами 45.
We have a link in our channel, and you can follow these topics and questions and discussions. Mock Club. We invite all of our participants of this webinar to enter into our Mock Club, and that's where we'll discuss all of these administrative issues. We'll not take time away from this webinar.
I think that this is a very important event. I recommend for everyone to join. This is a great profession of the future, not even the future, but of the present, educating people of the integral nature.
Let's try Italy. I'm not sure what language they'll ask the question, but let's hear from them.
Le persone hanno perso la libertà, ma hanno acquisito la paura. Come gli spieghiamo qualcosa per poter ritornare al centro? Grazie.
A хто буде переводити?
And who is going to translate?
That is a question. Well, at least we heard a beautiful Italian language.
Okay, I try. So the people lost the freedom, but they have found the fear. How can help the people to find the center of this? Thank you.
Tov, давайте мы оставим это.
All right, let's leave this. Unfortunately, we need to publicize that this is a webinar in Russian, and the fact that we had questions from Chris and friends right now, a friend from Italy. It's not the right place, not for this webinar. So what else do we have?
Hello from Bulgaria. Here's the question. What will the economy of the new world look like? What kind of economic relationships? And what will be the political structure of the future society?
I think that it's going to develop from human connections and further on. So relationships between countries are going to depend on relationships between human beings, and they're not going to be as warped as they are today, where relationships between countries, governments, it's all antagonistic. They're all enemies, whereas people can be close to each other and in good relationships. I think that here we need to rebuild everything as human relationships up until the whole world becomes friendly. And if this doesn't happen, then believe me, we're going to see this yet. Nature is going to force us. Nature is going to force us. These viruses, they're only starting out. There will be many, many other problems if we don't follow the integral nature.
And regards to this, regarding European Union, it will survive only if it will abide by this connection between people?
You can forget about the European Union. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist. Better if it just goes away somewhere and you forget all about it. Otherwise, it's only going to cause, you can't imagine what. They're going to return now, after the coronavirus, to their business as usual. It's hard to imagine what's going to happen. It's better if they just fall apart. And I don't think it's as simple as people think. More?
Sochi, go ahead. Yes, a question from a friend from Spain who are stuck in quarantine. During this period in quarantine, there has been increased incidences of rape instead of mutual closeness. What should people go through in order for this to go away?
For the society to understand, to realize what it's missing. Are you surprised? They lock people up in their houses. They're not letting them go outside. Of course, in this tiny space, they start feeling terrible. They're going through terrible states. Absolutely terrible. Of course. There's no escaping that. So let's hope that the quarantine, it's not going to end soon, but governments are going to start lifting it somewhat in order to give relief to their economy, to retain their positions, and so forth. But ideally, the quarantine should have lasted for much longer. On this, we're going to say goodbye.
We have one more question. We lots of friends in MAG 2. We have two more minutes.
They haven't asked a question yet?
We have lots of students there. We have more than 200 people there. Question from Yelena. If the Creator has made us into egoists, so that's our nature, what should we do with this nature?
Yes, our nature is the ego, and in this we're created completely different from the Creator, the integral quality. What do we do in order to exit this egoistic quality? We need to unite despite our evil inclination and to ask nature, the Creator, inside of which he's located inside this. It's for him, for this force to correct us. And then, despite our initial egoistic force, we're going to begin to feel within us the development of altruistic qualities.
One more small question. Can a 10 consist of your relatives?
Better not. Better if it doesn't.
Thank you.
Okay, be well. I'm leaving you now with your instructors, and I have other students I need to attend to. Until we meet again, be well. Hugs, and I hope that all the viruses only bring you good and benefit. Be well.